I get excited at the idea of seeing you and sitting with you. What can I do better than that in this life?
Do you teach any techniques to transcend the mind?
That's all I teach.
Which
but
are...
not through techniques. Through accessing that which is trying to access you. So it has to do, usually, in the way we work here, it usually has to do with developing more willingness to allow what is. We do a lot of work here on willingness and allowing.
Using techniques.
The technique is allow more.
Because I understand there are techniques that you use them and automatically allows more, like you said. It connects you with this truth, the source, what is.
So we don't bother with the in-between, we just go right to allow.
Without using any techniques or any practices specifically designed for that purpose?
The technique is allowing. And then anything that stands in the way of bigger allowing, we deal with.
By eliminating obstacles or?
Is that kind of an accurate portrayal of what we do?
Yeah, I think whatever comes up.
Yeah.
It's not something, if this is not happening, it's because there is an obstacle.
Then we look at what's preventing you from allowing.
Exactly, and you eliminate the obstacles. Like a farmer,
mm-hmm.
when there is blockage in the water to irrigate the lands,
he will
eliminate the obstacles, and all the water will be having access to all the land.
Mm-hmm.
What would be those obstacles that you eliminate?
You name it.
Any example? Or?
Anybody want to give
maybe
an example?
Maybe the bicaps from a dad. If you can't explain bicaps.
Excuse me?
He calls them bicaps.
You can't speak Bodhi speak.
That's
who's
what
never
saying.
Been here.
Well, give me an specific example.
Bicaps, it's a word Pramodaya has created. It's an abbreviation. I explain it to you. Bicaps, it means beliefs, ideas, concepts.
Programs.
As programs.
Habits.
Very good. Assumptions, habits. Actually, everything.
So you work from a psychological point of view.
You can also call it a psychological point of view.
That's what I can see.
Yeah. You
depends
can also
person,
look it
though.
At this way.
Of course.
Depends on the person.
Depends on the person.
Yes, he works
so you,
very individually.
So he works through the mind, removing habits or programmations or...
He makes you aware of things. It's nothing, what you, it's not artificial that he is, you know, treating us in a way. It is making us aware. So we realize, when I realize my conditioning, when I realize what are my beliefs, my programs, that's what I realize. He works probably on more subtle levels also, and I open up more to it. Then things change, you know, I change, I go beyond myself.
He will give you
my mind.
Excuse me, he will give you some exercises, some spiritual exercises.
Yes, if you go in the Beyond Self training. So I have been there, I did 3 Beyond Self trainings. We can give you some information material.
Do you use
this
meditation?
Yes, we do meditation. We had homework every week. We had different kinds of assignments. You may call it methods, interventions. And this was an unbelievable deepening. For me personally, so. And I think for most of the people here in the room who are in a Beyond Self.
So you go through a concentration process, which leads to a meditation.